What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to a special episode of the JT Sports Podcast. I don't like to go live out of nowhere, but we had no choice because Jim Harbaugh has just agreed to become the next head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. The prayers of Chargers fans have finally been answered by the football gods. They are finally getting a good football coach. For the first time in it seems like ever, the LA Chargers fan base can finally say, yeah, our ownership stopped being cheap for once, and they finally are paying what it takes to get a great head coach, and that is Jim Harbaugh. We're going to discuss what this hire means for the Chargers, what impact is he going to have on the Chargers in year one and for the foreseeable future. Is he going to succeed? And then we're going to look at the other angle of this. What Jim Harbaugh taking the Chargers head coaching job means for Michigan football and who is going to be his potential replacement there. If you haven't already, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. Remember that we're not just a YouTube channel. Every episode of the podcast is available in audio format on all podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts from. The JT Sports Podcast is available. Hit us with a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify if you enjoy. Share the pod with your friends, family members, and acquaintances if you enjoy. So the way this is going to work, I'm going to give my two thoughts on this hiring, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines for you guys to call in. The prayers of Chargers fans have finally been answered by the football gods. For years, this team has been begging on their knees, asking for their ownership to pay what it takes to hire a big-time head coach. And after years of prayer, the football gods have finally delivered to the Chargers faithful. The LA Chargers have officially hired Jim Harbaugh to be their new football coach. And this is a slam dunk hire. We all assumed that Jim Harbaugh to the LA Chargers was all but a done deal a couple of months ago. There is only one place that made the most sense for Jim Harbaugh to go if he wanted to win right away, like how he did in his early years when he was coaching for San Francisco. And that was with going to LA and teaming up with Justin Herbert, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And you look at what this hiring means for the Chargers. Not only are you going to have a guy who's going to turn you into a winner right away, but you have somebody who's going to make you something that you haven't been in decades. And that's a physical football team. Everywhere Jim Harbaugh goes, his teams develop a physical personality. You know, they're tough. They're mean up front. And that's what the Chargers have been lacking the last couple of years. Toughness. That's what you're going to get out of Jim Harbaugh. You're also going to get a head coach who does a fantastic job at hiring the right guys on his staff. You're going to have a really good defensive coordinator, whoever that's going to be. Maybe Jesse Minter, his defensive coordinator from Michigan, follows him to the NFL, or he just hires somebody else from within the NFL circle. The Chargers defense has been a laughingstock for the last couple of seasons. With Jim Harbaugh there, definitely count on that being fixed. You're going to have a championship football team. And don't give me none of that, oh, you're putting way too many high expectations on Jim Harbaugh way too soon. Look, if you know who Jim Harbaugh is and what he's done everywhere he's been, he's a proven winner. This isn't one of those hires that you can expect anything less but success. All right, his first season with the 49ers, he took them to the NFC Championship. You know what he did the next two seasons after that? He led them to two more NFC Championship games and a Super Bowl appearance. Hell, before he even took the 49ers job, when he was back coaching at Stanford, he turned Stanford from an irrelevant college football program into a powerhouse. Everywhere Jim Harbaugh goes, he wins. He parts ways with San Francisco. He goes back to his alma mater, Michigan, who was down in the dumps for damn near a decade until he came there and revived that football program, led them to three straight Big Ten titles, and they just capped off a national championship win. Jim Harbaugh is the dude who you look to hire if you want to not only turn your team into a legitimate Super Bowl contender, but if you're looking for a head coach who can come in there and build a culture, build a mentality. And Jim Harbaugh coached football teams always embody his tough physical mentality. Now, my only question about this hire is going to be, how is Jim Harbaugh going to fare in the same division that Andy Reid and Mahomes are playing in, and Sean Payton as well? You have two of the best offensive minds in the history of the sport. Jim Harbaugh, the last time he was in a division this tough, was really just when it was him and Pete Carroll going back and forth every single year. That was about it. How is he going to fare now in a way tougher division, his second go around in the NFL, than what he had when he first came into the league? Because when he first got hired by San Francisco, nobody in that division was really a Super Bowl contender. Nobody in the NFC West really had great quarterback play and great coaching outside of Seattle. And now you fast forward a decade later, you're going into the AFC West where you got to see Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid twice a season. You're going to have to see Sean Payton twice a year. Jim Harbaugh, we know he's a great head coach, but how is he going to fare going up against two other good head coaches in the same division? Justin Herbert now is going to have a head coach who's going to be able to get the most out of him, not just in big games in the regular season, but in the postseason. No longer are we going to have to hear any more of the Justin Herbert is overrated crowd on social media, because he's going to have a head coach who's not going to give up big leads in the wild card round. Brandon Staley, you're going to have a head coach who's going to give Justin Herbert a proper offensive coordinator who can take his game to the next level. Justin Herbert already is an elite quarterback, but I don't think he's nowhere near as good as what he could be now that he has a head coach like Jim Harbaugh in the building. The Spanoses have been really cheap when it has come to head coaching hires in the past. You know, they took it very personal at the end of this season when people said that they refused to pay what it costs to get a big name hire in there. And they looked like they wanted to prove everybody wrong with the guys that they were interviewing, not just Jim Harbaugh, but they also had some talks with Coach Vrabel, Bill Belichick. But Jim Harbaugh was the best head coach that the Chargers could have hired during this coaching carousel. Bill Belichick probably would have been the second best. Jim Harbaugh, with his resume, his proving track record of being able to win and turn around any team he goes to, is the huge reason why he got this job. You can say, well, what about the cheating, JT? Who cares about what he did at Michigan? Pete Carroll got caught cheating on his way out from USC. College football and the NFL are two different leagues. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, in my opinion. So what if he got caught doing something that he had no business doing at Michigan? That's not going to affect him in the NFL. These are two different leagues that run completely differently. Jim Harbaugh going to the Chargers guarantees that this team is going to be in the Super Bowl conversation going into next season. You have every reason to expect that if you're a Chargers fan. Everywhere Jim Harbaugh has gone, he's turned those teams into powerhouses. He's turned those teams into contenders, and you can expect nothing less with him being the head coach now. You already have a really talented roster. Yeah, you have a couple of players who you may be a little bit uncertain about their future, like Khalil Mack and Mike Williams, but outside of those two players and whoever else you might have to part ways with, this is still a really good team. And the main reason why Coach Harbaugh took this job is because of who he has at quarterback. Anytime you have a quarterback as established and already proven to be an elite QB and Justin Herbert, it makes it easier to entice big name coaches like Jim Harbaugh. You wonder what took so damn long for the Chargers to get a big time hire. What it took what's this ownership to finally get out of their own way, to stop being cheap, and to open up that damn wallet and that checkbook and emptying out those pockets and those bank accounts to get the proper head coach in here. You're not going to have a head coach like an Anthony Lynn that was learning on the job, or a Brandon Staley that had no experience at all being a head coach. This should be a smooth hire and a smooth process for Jim Harbaugh, his first go around in LA. There's no reason why this team shouldn't be a playoff team and why they shouldn't be in the conversation to win the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter about how the rest of the roster is going to look. All that matters is that you got an elite head coach in Jim Harbaugh and your pairing came up with an elite quarterback in Justin Herbert. That's all you need. The rest you can worry about later. We already see what has happened with Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid. They've become what many people assume to be the next dynasty. Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert may have something to say about that. Hell, they may just want to hoist a couple of Lombardi trophies up in their own right. And for the people who keep saying that cheating matters, you tell me what happened to Pete Carroll when he left USC and took the Seattle Seahawks job. Cheating in college football has nothing to do with what's going to transpire in the NFL. There are two different leagues. Nobody cares. All people care are about what you can do. And what Jim Harbaugh can do for the Chargers is something that no other head coach in decades has been able to do with this franchise. And that's make this a legitimate Super Bowl contender. The Chargers have always had talent. They've never had great coaching. Jim Harbaugh gives you that. Justin Herbert and him are going to be one of the best quarterback head coaching duos in the NFL for years to come. And he signed the 5-year deal, and it's going to be worth a lot of money. The exact numbers haven't come out, but I expect him to be one of the highest paid coaches in the league, at least top five at bare minimum. But this is a huge hire for the Los Angeles Chargers. And this is one of those hires that shakes the whole entire league. This is one of those hires that makes everybody pay attention. Even Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, despite the fact that they're preparing for their AFC Championship game against the Baltimore Ravens, I promise you, they're looking at this hire right now. They're saying, okay, we got some more competition in the division. This is one of those hires that, even if you're not a fan of the Chargers and you're a fan of a team that goes up against San Francisco goes up against the Chargers in the AFC West, like the Broncos or the Chiefs or the Raiders, you're looking at this hire and you're saying, okay, the Chargers made a respectable hire. This is one of those hires that you just can't demean and you just can't swipe aside and say it's not going to matter. They're not going to do anything, because Jim Harbaugh has proven that he's a winner. No matter if it's in college football or in the NFL, his method when it comes to building up a winning football culture, it works. This isn't one of those, oh, he's a college coach, you don't know if he's going to work out in the NFL, because he already has proven that he can win in the NFL too. He took the 49ers, the 3 straight NFC championships and the Super Bowl in his first 3 seasons. The only reason he got fired or it didn't work out in the end is because he has a really unique personality, all right? And he's one of these coaches that he's not for everybody. He's a really good coach, but sometimes he can be a little bit quirky at times. But for the most part, Jim Harbaugh should get along perfectly fine with the front office of the Chargers. He's a more improved person now than what he was when he first took his first ever NFL coaching job with the 49ers. And when you listen to him talk about, you know, his time with Michigan, and you look at how he bonded with his players and the relationship that they had, it was a family. This is a way different person now than what he was when he was coaching for the 49ers. He should be a little bit more easier to get along with. But I don't think the Chargers should be giving this dude any problems. And it shouldn't be anything for them to get along perfectly fine, because they should give Jim Harbaugh everything that he wants. When they hired Jim Harbaugh, he should have asked them, are you guys giving me the keys to the Lambeau coupe? They should say yes. And he probably should have been like, what else are you going to give me? And they should have said, anything you ask for, Jim, because we need a great head coach. We're starving for some championships around here. And it was starting to get to a point that I was starting to really question if the Chargers were even committed to putting a winning product on the field, if they were even committed to wanting to be a Super Bowl contender, because you moved from San Diego to LA and you've been irrelevant. The fans don't come to the games. Normally, anytime you play in the home game and it ends up becoming an away game, Jim Harbaugh, not only is he going to make the Chargers a championship football team, but he's going to make it worth your time to actually go to the games if you're a Chargers fan. This was a great hire. This is the best hire that the Chargers have ever made in the history of their franchise. And I cannot wait to see what Jim Harbaugh is going to do being the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm a Steelers fan. I don't have any bone in the race when it comes to this personally. I'm just a fan of the game of football. And I always wanted to see what a guy like Jim Harbaugh could do with the already established quarterback in Justin Herbert. The Chargers have a tailor-made roster. This is a situation that's built to win in year one. So my expectations for the 2024 NFL season for the LA Chargers, I'm expecting nothing less than 10 wins and to at least make it to the divisional round. Oh, JT, well, you don't know the schedules. You don't know who they play. It doesn't matter. You got Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. This should work. You should be a Super Bowl contender next season. Anything less is a disappointment, because everywhere Jim Harbaugh has gone, he's had success. His first three seasons in San Francisco, they went to three NFC championships and the Super Bowl. I don't know how many times I have to reiterate that. You can say all you want to that he went to an already tailor-made situation. Well, isn't that the same situation here? You got an elite quarterback. You got some pretty good receivers and Keenan Allen. You got Mike Williams, if you still keep him when he gets back fully healthy from his season-ending injury. You got a pretty solid offensive line, the offensive line that played down to expectations. Jim Harbaugh, although he's a former quarterback, for some reason, he always gets the most out of his offensive lines. You're going to be a tough and physical football team. And you may be ideally similar to what the 49ers are, a team that could be really good up front, both sides of the football, that's going to have the mentality of, we want to impose our will on you. It's not going to be any more of, Justin Herbert, we need you to carry us to a win. Now Justin Herbert is going to have a head coach that puts an emphasis on playing complementary football. And if Jim Harbaugh takes the run-first approach here that he has everywhere else that he's been, Justin Herbert isn't going to be asked to carry the Chargers anymore. Now he's going to have a rushing attack that can be relied upon. That's what you need to have in the playoffs if you want to be able to go deep. If you want to be able to win championships in the NFL, you got to be able to be a balanced offense. Just because you have a great quarterback doesn't mean that you just ask him to throw the ball 50, 60 times a game with no help from the run game. The Chargers have had one of the worst rushing attacks in the NFL for the past three seasons. That's definitely going to change under Jim Harbaugh. I don't know if Austin Ekeler is still going to be the guy. Maybe they go in a different direction at running back. Maybe they draft somebody high in the upcoming 2024 NFL draft. Or maybe they sign for a big name like Derrick Henry in free agency. Everything is on the table. All you need to know is that everything that you thought you knew about the Chargers, from an organization standpoint and from a football standpoint, it's about to change with Jim Harbaugh at head coach now. You're going to be a way more physical football team. You're going to be better in the trenches. You're going to have a good defense because he's going to bring in a really good defensive coordinator. And now you have a head coach who can maximize the talent of Justin Herbert. You're no longer going to have to ask yourself the question, are we going to waste another great quarterback? Like how we did with Phillip Rivers, Justin Herbert, with Jim Harbaugh, the clock is ticking now, because now he has no more excuses for why he shouldn't be able to deliver. If Justin Herbert continues to come up short in big games and he can't win in the postseason, it's not going to be because of Jim Harbaugh. It's just going to be because he may not be good enough. Maybe he's talented, but maybe he just doesn't have it mentally to play well in the postseason when it all is on the line. But Jim Harbaugh has been the coach in waiting that Charger fans have been praying to the football gods for several decades. And you know what they say, better late than never. If you're an LA Chargers fan, you should be extremely happy about this hire. Now let's talk about what this move means for the Michigan side of things. Jim Harbaugh, after 9 years with Michigan football, he's led them to 3 straight Big Ten titles. Recently, they won the national championship, and he's left for greener pastures in the NFL, taking the head coaching job for the LA Chargers. What's next for Michigan football post-Jim Harbaugh? Sherrone Moore is expected to be the leading candidate to replace him as head coach. He was their interim head coach when he was serving that suspension out of nowhere during the season when we saw them clobber Ohio State once again. They beat Maryland. Sherrone Moore, if he ends up getting the reins to the program to replace Jim Harbaugh, that would be a perfect fit. I wouldn't expect any big transfers because most of these recruits already have a good relationship with Sherrone Moore. The majority of the players that are already on the roster have already developed a strong likeness towards Sherrone Moore. You see, this isn't one of those situations like it was when Nick Saban retired and Kalen DeBoer got hired by Alabama, because if you hire from within, then that's going to give the players more incentive to not want to transfer out because they're already playing for a head coach who they have familiarity with. And talking with the player that goes to the university that I currently attend, he said the number reason why players transfer when there's a coaching change is because you don't know what to expect from the new head coach. Are you going to be a good fit in the new scheme that they're going to run? Are you going to mesh well with the new head coach from a personality standpoint? Michigan players aren't going to have to ask themselves that question if they just go ahead and promote Sherrone Moore to getting the permanent title as head coach. Now, if you go elsewhere, let's say you go after a guy who's rumored to be in this head coaching search, guys like Matt Rhule, Chris Klieman with Kansas State, Lance Leopold with Kansas, or Luke Fickell with Cincinnati, you bring one of those guys in from the outside of this program, then okay, then those players are probably going to start having second thoughts of whether or not they should stay or if they should leave. But if you keep Sherrone Moore, your recruiting class shouldn't take that big of a bump. And I don't really think that the recruiting is going to get hurt by this decision anyway, regardless of what transpires, because I'm pretty confident that a lot of these players who committed to Michigan were under the understanding that Jim Harbaugh could leave at any time. So Sherrone Moore will make this transition so much easier, but even if they hire another guy outside of the Michigan football program, I still expect for the majority of this roster to stay intact, and they're going to have a fairly new team next season. They have a lot of the veterans from this year's team that are now moving on to the NFL. You're going to have Donovan Edwards coming back and maybe a couple of other noteworthy veterans back in that locker room for 2024. But outside of that, you're going to have a lot of new faces that are going to be starting for the Wolverines in 2024. Sherrone Moore, if I was making this decision, he without a doubt would be my pick. Some people say Jesse Minter should get a look at this job. He also did a fantastic job and what his role was with Michigan being their defensive coordinator, but I couldn't see him taking this head coaching job. I would be a little bit surprised if he doesn't actually follow Jim Harbaugh to the NFL, because Jesse Minter, he's more of an NFL guy in my opinion. He's a guy who's groomed to be an NFL head coach, not a college football head coach. But if he ends up getting the nod for being their next head coach and you go with Jesse Minter instead of Sherrone Moore, then I don't think that would be too bad of a decision either. Both of these two guys are outstanding assistant coaches and they will make for great head coaches, rather if it be with Michigan or anywhere else they go. And Jesse Minter and Sherrone Moore, if Jim Harbaugh was to stay for another season, they probably would have gotten head coaching opportunities elsewhere for sure in 2025. So you have two potential head coaches in waiting, whether it be Jesse Minter taking a head coaching job at the college or NFL level, and Sherrone Moore, if he doesn't get the head coach job for Michigan, he definitely is going to get it somewhere else. He's a fantastic coach. Anytime you can beat your rival in the biggest game of the season, being the interim head coach, that shows that you know what you're doing. What they did against Penn State with Sherrone Moore was absolutely phenomenal. I've never seen a team rally behind the interim head coach the way that Michigan was able to rally around Sherrone Moore when Jim Harbaugh was out with that suspension. Sherrone Moore, he pretty much has the same philosophy that Jim Harbaugh has. He's tough. He wants to be physical. He puts a lot of emphasis on making sure that the line of scrimmage is up to par on both sides of the ball, offensive line and defensive line. Anytime you run the ball 31 straight times, that's a mentality thing. That's a physicality thing. That's a mindset that, hey, we're bigger than you, we're stronger than you, and we're more physical than you, and we're going to prove it. Sherrone Moore, like Jim Harbaugh, I don't think that the offense is going to change too much. How the program is ran isn't going to change that much. Hell, with Sherrone Moore, he could take what Jim Harbaugh already has bestowed upon him and build upon it and make it even better. You see, Urban Meyer left Ohio State in very great shape when he handed it over to Ryan Day. And in some aspects, Ohio State football has been a little bit better when it comes to recruiting. They're way better recruiting under Ryan Day than what they were under Urban Meyer. Now, you can say that's because of the transfer portal and NIL, but whatever. What Jim Harbaugh, the current infrastructure that he has left behind at Michigan, should make it easy for a guy like Sherrone Moore to pick it up and make it better. Michigan football has the possibility of being even better under Sherrone Moore than what they are or what they were under Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh didn't leave Michigan in shambles. Yeah, they may get some penalties handed down to them from the NCAA, but you can bounce back from that. The NCAA, they're really inconsistent when it comes to their punishment. I still really don't know what the hell you're being punished for because everybody else is still in signs, but the way you did it was against the rules. So if you have to lose a couple of scholarships, cool. But with the transfer portal and everything else and the resources that you have, you should be able to overcome anything that the NCAA throws at you, especially if you keep Sherrone Moore. They already had the mindset last year that it was Michigan versus everybody. Now you put some more sanctions on them, and maybe you try to say that their national championship win doesn't count and you might want to vacate it. It still won't matter because deep in those players' hearts, they know what they did. You can't take away winning a national championship from somebody. And whatever penalties you hand down, the team and the players on this roster are going to use that as motivation for next season. And we saw what happened when they were already motivated last year. Imagine if you just give them a full loss season of motivation where, you know, they lost their head coach, you hand down penalties on them, you try to vacate their title win if that ends up being one of the penalties that you want to punish them with. For what transpired with the whole sign stealing thing, that's cool. But one thing about Michigan football is that this program has a lot of heart and a lot of toughness. And if Sherrone Moore gets this job from Jim Harbaugh, I expect him to build upon what Jim Harbaugh has already set in that president, in that locker room as a president. You know, they like to use these kinds of situations as fuel to keep winning. So if I'm Michigan, I think that your new head coach is right in front of you, and many people are expecting for Sherrone Moore to end up getting this job. If they go elsewhere, the names are Lance Leopold, Chris Klieman at Kansas State, Dave Clawson, Matt Rhule, Luke Fickell, but it just would be in Michigan's best interest to promote from within with Sherrone Moore, because this late into the coaching carousel, do you really want to risk bringing a guy from outside of the program who ends up causing most of your roster to transfer, and then it's way too late to try to counteract those transfers in the transfer portal until the other transfer portal window opens up in a couple of weeks? So it just makes sense for Michigan just to hire from within, to save themselves the trouble of hiring a new head coach from outside the program like a Chris Klieman, even though Chris Klieman is going to get a big-time job sooner rather than later for the job he's done at Kansas State. But this late into the coaching carousel for any head coach that would have any small interest taking over for Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, you have to deal with the potential penalties that you're going to get from the NCAA, and then you're going to have to worry about the roster overhaul. You're going to have players leaving for the portal. You're going to have some of your guys leaving your previous program to come transfer to your new program. Who just wants to deal with all that? Michigan could save themselves the hassle, save themselves the drama and trouble if they just go ahead, make Sherrone Moore the interim head coach. That's what I expect to happen. I appreciate everybody who tuned in to the live show. If you haven't already, leave a like, subscribe to the channel. Remember that you can find every episode of the podcast, including this one, in audio format on all podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts from. The JT Sports Podcast is available. And I will see you guys tomorrow with another episode.